Morning Drive, Tuesday edition. Derek Mason, Braden Gall here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Preds back on the ice tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Pregame at 6, puck drop at 7. You got Top 4 Tuesday, of course, as the college football playoff rankings are coming out. But that's just a 4-team playoff. You know who does it the right way, Derek? 32-team playoffs. That's the real stuff. Mark Hudspeth joining us here, head football coach of your Austin Peay Governors. Coach, how are you, sir? Congratulations on a playoff W over Furman. How you feeling today?
Hey, we're feeling good. Excited about this opportunity to advance in the FCS playoffs, and got a tall order this weekend heading to Sacramento State. But excited to where our team is at this moment.
So go ahead, Derek.
No, so Coach, I mean, how does it feel? Because for so long, and we know, you know, historically what this this program has been through. How does it feel just this year? Because I've seen the interviews with the players and the guys that have been there through a lot of this. And now, you know, the seniors that have, you know, been through the ups and the downs, more downs than the ups. Now they get a chance. You know, they win the conference. They win a playoff game. And now they're in a position like, man, we never thought this would happen, but it has. What has that feeling been like? Not just for you, but for the players.
Well, I'm just really proud of these guys, and I'm just proud for the university in general, our city here, and our players, and especially the players that have endured. I mean, we've got some players on our team that were part of that last 0-11 team, and now they leave here, you know, OVC champions. They've won a school record 10 games, so they really probably deserve the success, and I'm really proud that we could come in and help get this thing, you know, continue going in the right direction, and really feel like that the future is really bright for our football program.
Mark Hudspeth joining us here, Austin Peay head football coach. Again, I mean, it's hard to argue the greatest season of Austin Peay football to date. I know you still have a lot of work to do left with Sacramento State coming up, but you've been sort of through the tournament experience. You've coached, obviously, in the SEC as an assistant with Mississippi State. You were the head coach at Louisiana for a long time. You've been at North Alabama. Like, you've seen what tournament football looks like, and you've also seen what the top-level football looks like. How is it different preparing throughout the course of a season, knowing that you've got this really long, extended potential tournament at the end of the year? How does it change how you handle and manage a football program?
Well, you know, I've always thought that, you know, Division II and FCS is always had it figured out. And it's funny now that FBS is starting to figure it out a little bit. You know, they don't have the big tournaments yet, but they've got four teams. And I do expect that to expand in the future. To me, it's the only way to really crown a true champion. And, you know, you have to win 5 games in the FCS playoffs and the Division II playoffs if you're going to win it all, which is a pretty extended season. And so, you know, it takes some endurance. You've got to stay healthy, and it also, you know, takes some mental endurance to endure a 17-week season. And so it's pretty long. So, but you know what? That is the challenge of it all, and it's not a sprint. It's somewhat of a marathon once you get to this point. It is a sprint during the football season because football is not like basketball or baseball. You don't have that luxury of losing 2 or 3 and then maybe getting hot. You've got to really be strong in the regular season to get to the playoffs, and then when you get there, you've got to endure a pretty tough schedule, travel and the teams that you play.
Now, Sacramento State is coming in 9-3 overall, 7-1 in their conference. This is going to be a tough game for you guys. But in that, what problems do they pose for you and your ball team in order to – how do you get a win in order to advance? I know all of the, hey, we got to play good defense, good offense, no turnovers. But beside that,
you know, here's the challenge for these guys. This is the best defensive FCS football team that I believe I may have ever seen. They are loaded defensively. They should have beat Arizona State. Arizona State squeaked one out against them, and they outplayed them. So they played a tough schedule. So it's going to be a challenge, especially going out to their place. But our players were up for the challenge. Nobody gave them a chance against Furman, a team that, you know, had been to 18 straight playoff appearances and won a national championship. And nobody gave them a chance against Jacksonville State, who had won this league five straight years. And so they continually rise to the challenge. And that says a lot about those guys. And to be honest with you, that's sort of what we've tried to develop in the culture of our program. And so we're not where we want to be yet, but I think we're making progress.
Mark Hudspeth joining us, your head coach at Austin Peay. And I'm you know, pretend I'm like a 17-year-old who's got offers from, you know, all across the Mid-South area, Middle Tennessee area. I could go play at Troy. I could go play at Middle Tennessee State. I could go play at Memphis. I could go play at Ole Miss. I could go play at any of these places, Kentucky, you know, all these different places. Why should that player come to Austin Peay?
You know, what I tell a lot of guys after I've been here for a year, and this is what I've learned about Austin Peay and what I've learned about Clarksville. And, you know, every university is going to have a stadium. Every university is going to have a weight room. Every university is going to have a library, a cafeteria. You know, those things are all good. But you're only going to be in that stadium six times a year. You're only going to be in the library a few times a year. You're only going to be in every building, you know, so many times. What separates some universities from others is the people. Who is your son going to be with for 5 years, every day, day in and day out? And that's the thing that I've really come to see, that we have here an incredible athletic department staff, incredible faculty. Our president is so engaged athletically. This is where you come, where you want to drop your son or daughter off, but you know they're going to be with good people, from the strength coaches to their coaches to their support personnel to academic people. And when, and you know what? That's so true, because when my daughter signed a basketball scholarship and I went around on the tour with her, and I wasn't interested in seeing who had the biggest stadium. I wanted to know who was going to be with my daughter every single day, and that's what we made our decision on.
Coach, man, congratulations on such an awesome season for you guys up there, and best of luck against Sacramento State. I know it's a huge tournament, but your work's not done yet, and so congratulations and best of luck, man. We do appreciate it.
Hey, guys, thanks for having us on. We're excited about this, and we really appreciate the exposure you guys are giving us down that way, and get a chance to come see us. Go Govs.
There you go.
Absolutely.
The best season in Austin Peay football history, on the heels, pun intended, of course, of Will Healy, the job he did at Austin Peay.
Absolutely.
Who's now at Charlotte, and we've had Will Healy on the show multiple times because I was like, that dude's going to be a star one day. And Charlotte is now in a bowl game for the first time ever in program history. So Will Healy's doing things. Now Mark Hudspeth, who was a pretty good coach, worked under Dan Mullen at Mississippi State, was a head coach at Louisiana. Now he's running things at Austin Peay. That's a guy with a lot of experience that that program could not have hired had Will Healy not done what he did at Austin Peay. Austin Peay relevant in football, baby.
Are they... can they potentially turn into a Western Kentucky? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, coaches go there, good coaches, and then eventually they leave, but they are able to get other jobs because of the excellent job they've done at, say, they did at Western Kentucky. It could be that.
Yeah.
Can it be that same way with Austin Peay?
I think it can at that level. But the question is, and again, hiring Mark Hudspeth, the guy who is. You know, this is a guy who was going to New Orleans Bowls, winning the Sun Belt every year at Louisiana. I think he won three straight conference championships, or was in three straight conference championship games, and he went to three straight New Orleans Bowls at Louisiana, formerly known as the Louisiana Lafayette. Now it's like if you call it the University of Louisiana, you go to prison or something in Angola in New Orleans. But it's, you know, the Raging Cajuns, that's a higher level program significantly than Austin Peay, and so for them to get a guy that has that level of experience, I think that's a testament to where that program has come. It's going to take some time to find another Will Healy, like to find another rising star that sort of takes an 0-11 team, builds it into a playoff team, and then goes on to a bigger job. I think Will Healy is a name. Certainly Memphis if they lose Mike Norvell, but if I'm Missouri or Arkansas, I know you love Joe Brady, I would look at Will Healy at Charlotte, at University of Charlotte, and say, that dude is going to be a Power 5 coach one day. And Hudspeth is just taking it to another level. It's a great season. It's a great story, and I hope people pay attention. They'll be playing Sacramento State in the round of 32. Imagine that, 32 teams in a playoff in football. Think about that. That's crazy. I got another equation for you guys before we go to break here, and you're really going to like this, and it all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile for $30 each a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you can even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, and awesome. That's right. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile. Each for $30 a month, you'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigs of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/save big. It's Xfinity.com/save big. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Internet offer ends 12/8/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rate supply. Wireless savings compare on averages to top providers. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Who will start in net tonight for the Preds? We'll do that when we return right here on Morning Drive.